Welcome to Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 6, Mishnah 8. Here's a brief introduction. In those days, it was customary to create and to craft a family cemeteries. It means each family would buy a large plot of land, and they would dig within the land a large cave, and along the walls of the cave, they would dig small, long, tubular enclosures, and that's where the bodies were slid into. Now, after they finished burying, they would seal it with stone and with a plaster, and that was the family grave site. So the Mishnah says, "Amoicher mokum lechaver lasis lekever." Someone sells a piece of real estate to craft, to create, to construct this family plot. V'chein mekab mecher lasis lekever. If somebody is a contractor and he's contracted to build this family plot. Says the Mishnah, he makes the interior of the cave 4 amas by 6 amas. Just for the rest of the Mishnah, we're not going to explain it each time. An amas is a little less than 2 feet. A tefach, if we have it, is about 3 inches. So the Mishnah says like this, that he has to make the inside of the ma'ara, the inside of the cave, 4 amas in the width and 6 amas in the length. The Gemara says also the height of the cave is 4 amas. Says the Mishnah, Paseach L'Seicha, and he opens into the cave Shmoina Kuchin, 8 small little tubular graves, Shloisha Mikan, V'Shloisha Mikan. So when he enters, to his right there are 3, to his left there are 3, Ushnayim Mikenegdon, and straight ahead there are 2 additional graves. V'Akuchin, and these actual tubular graves, Archan Arba Amas, there are 4 amas in the depth. The Ruman Shiva, and the height is 7 tvachim. The Rachban Shisha, and the width of them is 6 tvachim. I've enclosed in the email a diagram so you can see this opinion. This is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, of the first rabbi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says like this. The width of the cave should be larger. It should be 6 amas. By Al Shemoina, by 8 amas in the length. And he's able to create 13 tubular graves, Arba Mikan, 4 to the right side when he enters, the Arba Mikan, 4 to the left side, Ushloisha Mikenegdan, 3 opposing him, Ve'echa Mimin HaPesach, Ve'echa Min HaSmoil, and one of them to the right of the entrance, and one of them to the left. Comes out that there are 13 in total. It doesn't mean to say that they actually make 2 to the sides of the actual door itself. It just means that they're done in the corners, which kind of face the doorway, 1 in each corner, as you'll see in the diagram that I've included as well. Va'isa, and the fellow that purchases this space, or the fellow that's the contractor, makes chatzer, and a courtyard, a pia ma'ara, before one enters into the cave itself. Sheish al sheish, it has to be 6 amas by 6 amas. So that it could accommodate the actual bier, the actual stretcher that the dead person is on, and those people that are actually going to bury it. And he opens into this courtyard 2 me'oros, 2 caves, achas mikan, the achas mikan, 1 from this side and 1 from the opposite side. That means to say he could use this common area in front of the cave for more than 1 cave. He could have 2 caves, one that opens on each side, because we don't assume that there's going to be 2 burials at the same time. And we assume that there's enough space and we can kind of double team. You could use it for both. Rabbi Shimon says, Arba. You could even have 4 caves open to this chatzar, to this courtyard. La'arba ruchai seha, 1 to each direction of the actual courtyard. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Akoy lefi asela. Everything depends on the actual ground itself. If it's a place that's easy to dig, then one should dig the maximum size and the maximum space. But if it's very difficult ground, let's say it's very stony, or perhaps it's built into the stone, then he only has to make the smaller amount so that it shouldn't be too difficult of a job. Wish you a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week.